Obama's budget recommends a one-year delay in reductions to disproportionate share hospital payments, or DSH payments. Hospitals depend on DSH payments to help recoup the cost of treating the uninsured. Julie Ellen Windham lobbies for a hospital advocacy group and says a reduction to the DSH program could mean some hospitals go out of business.
It affects your large hospitals near Grady, your Northeast Georgias that treat large uninsured and Medicaid populations. And it affects your small rural hospitals that have a lot of uninsured. They just don't have a lot of private pay to offset what they're losing.
$500 million of DSH cuts were planned under the president's health reform law. That's because beginning in 2014, the law mandates health coverage for everyone, making the DSH program less necessary. However, last summer, the Supreme Court ruled states could opt out of one of the law's key elements aimed at increasing coverage, the Medicaid expansion. Since then, several Republican governors, including Georgia's, have opted out. Windham is pleased about the proposed delay of DSH cuts, even if it's just a temporary solution. In the meantime, her organization wants Governor Nathan Deal to reconsider his opposition to the Medicaid expansion.
If you are going to roll back DSH payments, then something's got to be done to cover that gap if Medicaid is not expanded. And we're just not sure that we've heard any solutions for covering that.
Through a spokesman, Deal says DSH funds are very important to hospitals and hopes the Obama administration will work with states that opt out of the expansion. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.